From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Officials of the 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations are meeting in Manila for their 31st summit. Ahead of the meeting, President Donald Trump discussed trade in North Korea with the prime ministers of Australia and Japan. Host Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said he wants to avoid confronting China over maritime disputes in the South China Sea.
Nobody can afford to go to war. Either the big powers, Russia, China, Britain, or the United States. It can ill afford a violent confrontation.
A draft of an ASEAN statement on the matter is expected to call for cooperation in avoiding miscalculations. Mr. Duterte also defended his controversial anti-drug program and didn't expect it to come up in talks with Mr. Trump. The Asia Foundation's Stephen Rood said the anti-drug crackdown has resulted in the deaths of nearly 4,000 people.
And there's an approximately equivalent number who've been killed in considerably more murky circumstances. So we are talking about thousands of people who have been killed. And the average Filipino would like to see anybody charged with such a crime face trial rather than being summarily slain.
Rights groups have criticized the crackdown for alleged extrajudicial killings. The U.S. Defense Department said three U.S. drone strikes were carried out over the past 2 days, targeting both al-Shabaab and Islamic State militants in Somalia. It said several jihadists were killed. The first strike occurred Saturday near Gadud, southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. The second took place Sunday in Lower Shabelle region, west of Mogadishu, the capital. The third occurred in the northern Puntland region. That is considered the second targeting IS fighters in Somalia. This is VOA News.